And FC United back with possession now with Chloe Ainsworth. Kears Carrington now. Carrington from left back for FC United. Plays the ball along. Battle is onside. Battle now. Is she going to round the keeper? She does round the keeper. Maintains possession as she rounds the keeper. It ricochets off Battle, but she keeps it. It sticks under her feet a bit, but she manages to get a shot away. Rolls over the line. And on 5 minutes, FC United take the lead in this cup semi-finals, Paul.
Yeah, it was a good move that Battle was given the rights to run on, and the keeper almost denied her, but she just managed to keep her composure enough to poke it into the goal when other players might have panicked a bit.
Well, FC United 1-0 up here in this Argyle Cup semi-final at Broadhurst Park, and now it's with the right back for Merseyrail, just inside her own half. Over the halfway line it goes. Luke cuts it out, tries to find O'Gara, which defended and cleared. High near the ball goes. Carrington's under it. The ball breaks out to the number 10, who can move a bit more inside FC United's half. I've got a nice drag back there from this right side. Nice ball to find the number 6. Shot comes in, yeah. And that is a peach of a goal from Merseyrail. Superb skill on this right hand side from the number 10. A great pass to find the number 6, who launched the shot, and as soon as it left a boot pole, you knew where it was going, straight over the head of Ainsworth. And with 5 minutes left to play off this first half, it's an equaliser, Paul, for Merseyrail.
Yes, I think it's a game so far that FC have not been in control of, and this has been it's been coming for a while, I think, this riposte from Merseyrail, and they can argue, I think, they're well worthy of a draw at this stage.
FC United looking to pile the pressure on. The ball's going back to the Merseyrail goalkeeper, who tracks out there over 18-yard box and gets the ball clear to the right back. Down the right-hand side, the ball goes back to the halfway line now for Merseyrail. Long ball played over the top. The number 14 was miles offside. Shot comes in. Good save by Ainsworth down to her right-hand side. An important save. And, well, I tell you what, that liner there was not up with that at all, Paul.
No. Strange. I don't know what the liner's doing over there. It's twice in the last couple of minutes we've wondered what he's doing, and he doesn't seem to be involved.
9 minutes left. That could be a match-winning save there by Chloe Ainsworth. Here's Greenall. Long ball over the top. Battle is onside. Battle one-on-one with the goalkeeper! Yes!
Well, what a killer goal.
Over the shoulder. The left shoulder of the goalkeeper. The goalkeeper had no chance. For the first time in absolute ages, Battle beat the offside trap. And not just that, Paul, beat Gemma Lancaster, who's been on her shoulder all game. And with 8 minutes left, plus added time, FC United take the lead for the second time, Paul.
Is this going to be Heartbreak Hotel for Merseyrail?
And for those wondering what that's about, there was an Elvis impersonator. That's for the goal highlights later. Because there's a do going on behind us. An 80th birthday party, everyone. And not too far off the 80th minute. Yeah, FC United take the lead.